What will it take to get you in this car? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Americans once bought 16 million cars a year. But now that you actually need a job and a down payment, that's down to 9 million a year. Which is why the House has decided to save the earth by passing the Cash for Clunkers bill.
Consumers will trade in less fuel-efficient vehicles and receive an electronic voucher.
A voucher good for $4,500 for turning in a gas hog. So, for example, trade in a passenger car, getting 18 miles per gallon or less. For a new car that gets an additional 10 miles per gallon, you get $4,500. But that's not all. You also get the $4,500 for an SUV getting just 5 more miles per gallon. And if it only gets 2 additional miles per gallon, no problem, you still get $3,500. That's the best part. You get money to trade in your old gas hog for a new gas hog. I suspect this isn't just about saving cuddly polar bears.
Stimulating sales is the only way to get the auto industry back on its feet.
No kidding. Which is fine. Since we're all in the car business now, we might as well make it easier for ourselves to buy the cars we're making. I would just point out that if we're going to pay ourselves $3,500 for getting 2 more miles per gallon, I could probably get that by inflating my tires. I've been putting it off, but for $3,500, I'll inflate them right now. And if I could get $4,500 for 5 more miles per gallon, I'd inflate my tires and take the rocks out of my trunk. Hey, for $9,000, I won't drive at all. I could be like a subsidized farmer. Oh, I also have an analog TV I really need to unload. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.